This is easy Gemara, interesting Gemara. 25 Chafei.
Amen.
Amen Beis. You got it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, top line, in fact. Okay, the Gemara's question was, you know, if a guy does Birchas Kohanim, can you make him a Kohen to full-fledged? If a guy eats Truma, is he a full-fledged Kohen? You know, those the Gemara's discussing. Now the Gemara's keeping discussing, trying to prove, because the question was asked before in the Gemara, if a guy does Birchas Kohanim, okay, is that enough of a Chavzaka to make him 100% Kohen? That was the question the Gemara asked before. So it says like this, Toshma, come, I'll prove it. It says in the Braisa, Chazaka l'kohuna, what is an established being a Kohen? Nesias Kapayim, if he does Birchas Kohenim. Chila Gronis, if he receives Truma, when they hand out Truma, he's a Kohen that receives Truma. Or Eidus. Oh, we don't know what this means, but simply, the Gemara says, if somebody testifies, the guy's a Kohen. So these three things make him a Kohen. Either he did Birchas Kohenim, or he gets the distribution of Truma in the granaries, or if there's witnesses. So the Gemara says, Eidus Chazaki? Eidus is not an assumption. If two witnesses testify, the guy's a legitimate Kohen, it's for sure. That's not what it means. So therefore, we must say, what does it mean? It means like this. Nesias Kapayim Ki Eidus, that a guy who does the priestly blessing is just as if there would be witnesses. Ma Eidus, just like witnesses, who testify he's a Kohen. The Yuchsen make him a proper Kohen for lineage. Av Nesias Kapayim Le Yuchsen. So this is what the Gemara's proof in the Braise is. It says, priestly blessings and witnesses. So the Gemara says, what is the connection? Just like witnesses establish somebody to be a Kohen, so does priestly blessings. So you see, priestly blessing make him a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Lloyd, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean witness testifying that the guy's a Kohen. It means, Eidus haba mikre chazaka chazaka. Meaning, like he says at the bottom like this, if nobody testifies he's a Kohen, what it means is, the witnesses that testify he did Birchas Kohanim. Not that they testify he's a Kohen. They testify that he did things that make him appear to be a Kohen. So the Gemara says, okay, and the Gemara gives a case. Gahuda also the Kami the Ravami, there was this guy that came in the presence of Ravami, Amalei. He said to him about a third person, Muchsgani Bazeshu Hukain. I assume the guy's a Kohen. In front of Ravami came Reuven, and Reuven said, I'm pretty sure Shimon's a Kohen. Amalei Maro Isa, what did you see him that makes you think he's a Kohen? Amalei says, Shakara Rishin Bebeisa Knesses. Okay, they called him first Ali in the Shul. So he said to him, Becheskes Kohen or Becheskes Shul Gadol. Why did they call him first? Let me explain this din for a second. In the Mishnah, when it speaks about Kohen before Levi before, okay, that only speaks, it says, if they're equal in wisdom. If a guy's a scholar, he comes even before a Kohen. That means according to the Mishnah, if you have a Talmid Chacham or a Kohen, who gets the first Aliyah? Talmid Chacham. That's what the Mishnah says. Later codifiers, and this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, today we don't do that, because who you can start to, who's fight. Bigger, fighting, who I'm greater than, I'm not greater. So the Chacham said, you know what? Kohen comes first. But in the time of Ravami, it wasn't necessarily like that. So this guy comes to Ravami, Reuven comes to Ravami, and says, you know, I'm pretty sure Shimon's a Kohen. He says, how do you know he's a Kohen? He said they called him up first. He said, did they call him up because he's a Kohen, or did they call him up because he was great? So Amalei, so he says to him like this. I don't know. Shakara Achrov Levi. They called a Levi after him. Now, if you call a scholar first, there's no Levi after him. So he says, why do I think he's a Kohen? Because they called him up for the first Aliyah, and they gave a Levi the second Aliyah. So therefore I assumed that he was a Kohen. What happened? Heleo Rav Ami l'kohuna al-piv. Rav Ami made him a full-fledged Kohen. And that's what the Braise is saying. Just like Eidus and a Chazaka assumes he's a Kohen, if a guy does the Birchus Kohenim, we assume he's a Kohen, but not necessarily enough to make him a full-fledged Kohen. Then the Gemara tells another story. Ahud also a similar story to this one. Ahud also came to Ravashi, to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. This guy came to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Amalei, he said about a third person, Muchzikani Bezeshu Hu Levi. I know the guy's a Levi. Amalei, he said, Maro Isa. Like, what did you see that made him a Levi? Amalei, Shakara Sheni Beis HaKnesses. They gave him the second Ali and Shul. So therefore, logically, I'm assuming he's a Kohen. So he said again, he asked him, Mechazke Shu Levi, Mechazke Shu Godel. Maybe because he was a great man, they gave him the second Aliyah. Okay? So he says, no. Shakara Lefan of Kohen. They gave a Kohen an Aliyah first. Now the din is, once you call a Kohen, the next Aliyah gotta either go to a Levi, or a same Kohen gets the next Aliyah too. Like a minion there has a Kohen and no Levi. The Kohen gets two Aliyahs.
They cannot give the first and second Aliyah to two different Kohen?
No.
No.
It says, you know why you can't do that? Because if they call a second Kohen first, mm-hmm. I mean one Kohen, they're going to either think one of two things. Either the first guy wasn't a Kohen, or the second guy's not a Kohen. If you call two Kohens, therefore, halachically, you're not allowed to. It's interesting. It's strange, by the way. If a Kohen gets an Aliyah, yeah, and there's no Levi in the shul, and there's five other Kohenim, you can't give another Kohen the second Aliyah. Why? People are going to think he's not a Kohen. Why do you get Levi? He's not a Kohen. So therefore, what's the din? The Kohen who got the first Aliyah gets the second Aliyah. But
if the Kohen, there's no Levi, then why would Kohen get the first Aliyah?
Because Alpi Din, you have a mitzvah of giving a Kohen.
You put a second Aliyah.
So the Kohen himself takes it again.
Is it mitzvah?
Bikidashtem. You have to sanctify him.
You know, today, no one knows who really are Kohens and Levies. It's not what you said last week, right? Basically. Huh?
You're a garage. I mean,
I'm a Levy. What's that got to do with the garage?
How do you know you're a Levy? You're a witness?
I'm just saying that no one really knows who Levy.
I don't know too many Levies.
Aren't you alone?
Yeah.
Okay. In my show, we have a whole bunch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
In the garage.
Okay. I hold on to the comedy of Shlokesh. And where it continues the story. No, I'm sorry. So what happened? Hello, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Levi Alpia. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi made him a Levi. Meaning, he gave him Meiser. You know, what a Levi gets, he gave him. Another instance. There was this guy came in front of Reish Lakish. Amalei muchzikani b'zeshu kain. They testified about somebody else that he's a kain. Amalei mado isa. What makes you think that he's a kain? Amalei shakara rishim b'seknesses. I saw him get the first ali in the shul. Amalei Reish Lakish said, reisiv shechilek al agronis. Did you see him that he got? He didn't say to him, about Levi, whatever. He said to him, did you see this Kohen getting Truma? Amalei Rabbi Lazar, so Rabbi Lazar said to Reish Lakish, Vim ain't shom geir and batel kuna, and therefore if there's no granary to give him, so therefore he's not a Kohen. And as Rabbi Lazar said to him, and this is very interesting for the next story that happens, Reish Lakish said to him, how do you know the guy's a Kohen? He said he got an Aliyah first in Shul. So he said, did you see him get Truma in the granaries when they gave out Truma?
What's granaries?
Granaries the barn where they give out the Truma.
The silos.
So interesting, so Rabbi Lazar said, the guy didn't answer the question. Rabbi Lazar said, what type of question is it? Like, what type of ridiculous question? If there's no silos, there's no barns, so therefore you can't say a guy's Kohen? I mean, what's one thing have to do with the next? So the Gemara tells the story, what in connection to the story. One time, so you have to remember like this, Reish Lakish asked the question, how do you know he's a Kohen? And he said, did you see him get the Truma? And Abu Lazar said to him,
if there was no...
Yeah, and if there's no silence, what? So listen to this. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Reish Lakish were sitting in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the Rebbe. Asik Yehatsa Maisa, a similar case came before Rabbi Yechanan. Okay? What happened? The guy says to Rabbi Yechanan, I know this guy's a Kohen. So Rabbi Yechanan said to him, how do you know? So he said, because I saw him get an aliyah first. So what happened? Amalei Reish Lakish, Reisiv Shechilek Al Hageirin. Did you see him get truma at the granary? The student Reish Lakish asked. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan said, "V'im ancient geirin batel kunim. If there's no granary, there's no kuhna." In other words, like this, Reish Lakish realized that this statement that Rabbi Lazar said to him just a minute ago, "If there's no granary, there's no kohen," was not his original. He heard it from the Rebbe, Rabbi Yechanan. So, Chaadr Chazal, Rabbi Lazar Bishes, Reish Lakish looked at Rabbi Lazar very angrily, and he said to him, Shamati mili de bar nachma, de bar nafcha. You heard something in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, who was called bar nafcha. I'll explain in a second. V'yamer la mishmei, he didn't say in his name. Meaning like this. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Lazar were friends, students of Rabbi Yechanan. When Rabbi Lazar said to Reish Lakish the statement in the first case, if there's no granary, there's no kayin. He didn't say that Rabbi Yechanan said that. He said it like it's his own. Then when they were sitting in front of Rabbi Yechanan, Reish Lakish realized that it wasn't Rabbi Lazar's statement. It was Rabbi Yechanan, the Rebbe's statement. So Reish Lakish looked at him and said, you had this precious thing from Rabbi Yechanan and you didn't tell me? You said it in your own name? Why was Rabbi Yechanan called Bar Nafcha? Because Rabbi Yechanan's father was a blacksmith. And Nafcha in Hebrew is a blacksmith.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry. God.
Rabbi, his father was a blacksmith.
Rabbi Yechanan's father was a blacksmith.
So if
was that
something
a
becomes Torah,
is that a
you
bad
have
thing
to mention
me?
It? It's Torah.
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing to me?
No, because Rabbi Shlokish didn't accept Rabbi Loza's answer before. Uh-huh. So he said, that's what Rashi says. If you didn't tell to me the name of Rabbi Yechanan, therefore I didn't accept it from you. But if you would have told me our Rebbe said it, It's interesting. Because Rabbi Shlokish was first a student of Rabbi Yechanan, then he became his contemporary. But they're actually brothers-in-law. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan, Reish Lakish married Rabbi Yechanan's sister. You know the story with the gangster, he jumped over, they couldn't jump over. And Rabbi Yechanan gave him his sister as a wife. So, but initially they were students, and then Reish Lakish started arguing even with Rabbi Yechanan. He grew in learning to the extent he was able to argue with Rabbi Yechanan a lot. Okay, now he says like this. Rabbi and Rabbi Chia. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Rabbi Chia. Chad hela bein al pi aviv lukuna. One elevated a son to kohuna based on his father. V'chad hela ach al pi achia l'leviya. And one guy made, in other words, like this. One of, and the Gemara is going to explain what this means. But right now it means like this. One, we don't know which Rebbe, which were the Rebbe Chia, but one of them, those two dinim. One Rebbe said, one Rebbe Chia said. One was a case that a son, the father testified that his son is a Kohen. And based on that they made him a Kohen. And the other one was a brother testified on the brother that he's a Kohen. And they made him a Kohen based on that. Okay? But now the Gemara is going to try to figure out which one said what. So it says like this. This time that Rabbi Hela ben al-pi aviv lukuna. Let's say it's logical that Rabbi was the one that said that they made a son a Kohen based on the testimony of the father. What happened? The Tanya says in the Braisa like this. Are Shabba, if a guy comes and he says, Bini Zavakayanum, this guy comes along and says, this guy is my son, and he's a Kayan. In the olden times, guys had different wives in different cities. Not concubine, actually wives.
It was legal.
Huh?
It was legal.
Yeah, they had many wives. So guy, let's say half a year was one city, had a wife for that half a year, and then whatever it was. So a guy comes, and he says, this person that's with me is my son, and just like I'm a kohen, he's a kohen. That's the case that happened. So it says, Naman l'achila b'truma, he's believed to eat truma, okay, because even though it's one witness, it's only one witness, a father, testifying, but to eat truma is believed. But, Veinanema la siya isha, he cannot marry, in other words, he can't marry, he's not believed that he's a kohen to marry the woman because maybe the lady's a mamzer.
Now the man that testified his son is a kohen, was he a well-known kohen himself?
Yeah, they knew he was a kohen.
Okay. It was just enough to testify that he's my son.
Hmm? Even though the father's a relative, yet to eat truma, we say eidachod nemen bisodim. One witness is believed, even a relative. But to make him the ultimate status of a kohen, that you need two witnesses. So Rashi says, even if the father testified with somebody else that this boy is a kohen, it wouldn't be valid enough because to make him marry the ultimate lineage of a kohen, he needs to have two witnesses. To allow him to eat truma, one witness is enough. So the father can testify his son's a kohen. And like we said before in the Gemara said this before. Why? Because by eating truma, they don't make you a full-fledged kohen. Because to become a full-fledged kohen, you need two witnesses. Right? So the Gemara just says, if a guy comes and says, my son's a kohen, he says two things, number one. He says, the guy's my son, and he's a kohen. So we let him eat truma. Because in truma, they don't make you a full-fledged kohen anyway. But they don't make him a full-fledged kohen. Okay? Amalei Rabchia, so Rabchia said to Rabbi like this, I don't understand you. If you believe the father to make him eat truma, tamino lasiisha, believe him that he could get married, that he's a full-fledged kohen. And if you don't believe him that he's a full kohen, tamino lachu betruma, then let him not eat truma either. In other words, like this, Rabbi said, if a father testifies his son's a kohen, we believe him that he could eat truma, but not that he's a full-fledged kohen. So Rabbi Chiya says to Rabbi, I don't understand. You either believe the guy or don't believe the guy. If you believe the father, make him a full-fledged kohen. And if you don't believe him, so why is he eating truma? So Rabbi said like this. The reason I believe the father, that his son can eat truma, because there's a din like this. The father can give him truma. Okay? Meaning like this. If the father is a kohen, and we know the father is a kohen, then everybody can give him truma. So the father can give his son truma. Who's stopping him? And there's a din when something is in your hand, that you have the ability to do it, then you're believed. But you can't believe him to marry a woman, meaning a full-fledged kohen, because kishen b'yad elasiya isha. The father can't marry off the kid to a woman of untainted lineage to prove he's a kohen. So therefore, what do we see from here? That Rebbe ruled that a father can testify for his son to eat truma. So what the Gemara said before, Rebbe and Rabchia, one said that the father testified and they believed him to eat truma, and the other one did it with the brother, Rebbe is the one that said it was with the father. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the Gemara says, Tostayim takas, a good proof. So now the Gemara continues. If Rebbe said a father can testify for his son, that means the other bright, the other din, that a brother could testify for a brother, must be Rab Chiya. Because Rabbi and Rab Chiya each said a din. One said a father can testify for a son, and one guy said a brother could testify for a brother. Right? Now, we don't know which one said what. But now that we proved Rabbi was the one that testified that a father can testify for a son, that means the din of testifying brother for brother was Rab Chiya. So the Gemara says, Rab Chiya, Mashna ben Dolai, why? In other words, like this. Rab Chiya said, only brother for brother, but not father for son. So the Gemara asks, why can a son not testify, okay, based on the father, the card of Hu'eitz Olavi, because he's related, and the father is not a kosher witness? So, Ach Nami Kardavoy Tzolochiv. So how can he accept brother for brother? They're also relatives. In other words, when Rebbe said, a father can testify for a son, that he's a Kohen, and Rab Chiya said, no, brother can testify for a brother, the Gemara is learning now what means, that Rab Chiya said, father for a son is not believed. Only brother for brother. So the Gemara asks, if a father and son are not good because they're related, so brother to brother is also related. Why are they good? So he says like this. So the Gemara answers, and this is a very interesting din. B'masiach lefi tumei.
It's 26A1.
When he literally Masiach Vitumah, he answers in innocence, meaning he doesn't say it to testify. There's a din like this. A witness is not believed if he's not a kosher witness. But if he's not saying it as testimony, he's saying it as a matter of fact, then you believe him. I'll give you an example. The Gemara says, in Gittin, well, a lot of places, a guy is not a kosher witness. Okay, so if a guy comes and testifies that a man died, he says, I testify the man died, the wife cannot remarry anybody. He's not a kosher witness. Right? But what happens if a guy comes to Beis Din, not to testify, he comes to the bar, and he says, you know, I was just up north, and this guy died, and we buried him. He's not saying it as a test. He's just telling a story, innocently. Then he is believed. Because why should he lie? In other words, if a guy is coming to testify, then you don't believe him if he's not a kosher witness. But if he's not coming to testify, he's just telling us a story that happened. So why should, well, then you believe him. The halach is, you believe him. So the Gemara says like this. Father and son is not believed because he's coming to testify. And the father and the son is a relative. Why does Rav Chiya say brother to brother is good? Because he's not coming to testify. He's just talking casually. Based on this answer, the Gemara, the whole Gemara before doesn't make sense. Because the Gemara before was saying, or implied, that Rav Chiya and Rebbe were arguing. Rebbe said a father and a son is good, and Rav Chiya said brother and brother is good, but not father and son. So the Gemara thought they're arguing, so they're trying to figure out which one said which. But with this answer, the Gemara, as the Taisus says, and Rashi says, and they all say, is like this. If it's what's called Masich Lefi Tumay, then it's not a relative issue anymore. Then a father and a son is believed, and a brother and a brother is believed. If any one of the cases is not Masich Lefi Tumay, not innocently, but as testimony that the Taka both not believed. So they're not even arguing. Relatives, if they're coming to testify, whether it's father for son or brother for brother, is no good. Why is Rav Chiya and Rabbi saying they're believed? They're not even arguing. They just happen to be talking about that particular case that happened to them. But they're saying if the guy is talking about out of innocence, then relative problem is not a problem. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Where do we see, and the Gemara is going to give more cases where what's called Masiach Lefi Tumai is believed. By the way, there's an interesting din in Evan Ezra. We were talking about this last week. I want to mention it now. If a guy walks into a shul and says he's a Kohen, do you believe him or not?
Yes.
To give him an aliyah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Shulchan Aruch says you don't believe him.
If you know the guy. If you do know the guy.
Listen to this. The Shulchan Aruch writes, yeah? Mi sheba bizman hazeh. A guy comes nowadays. Ba'am ha-kayin ani. He's a kayin. Ein ha-neman. He's not believed. Ein ma'ile na'ise l'kuhun al-pi atzmei. You can't make him a kayin. Lo yikare b'tayra rishin. You cannot give him the first aliyah. V'lo yisiz kapov. And you can't, you cannot do Berchas Kohanim. But Ramah writes, listen to this. V'yashayimrim, that's what the Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch writes. Ramah writes, V'yashayim, other people say, Neman likris b'teira rishin, v'lisas kapov, bizmanazah. He says, no, nowadays, and this is what he says, v'chein noyaginayidna b'chomokim. He said, because there's no biblical truma today, there's no biblical, even in Eretz Yisrael today, it's only rabbinic. So because there's no biblical truma today, there are more rights, even though the Shulchan Aruch writes differently, based on our Gemaras. But he writes that nowadays, a guy that you don't know comes to shul, says he's a Kohen, you give him the first aliyah, and he can do Berachas Kohanim. And he says, especially outside of Eretz Yisrael, where Bechlau there's no truma, for sure there's no problem. And today, anyway, nobody eats truma. Now, it's a very interesting argument, just to continue this in the halach over here. Some poskim write, we only believe him to get the first aliyah. But he cannot do Berachas Kohanim. Why? Because he says like this. There's a positive mitzvah in the Torah for Kohanim to bless a Jew. Kol Sevaruchu Emer al Kohanim. Okay. So what happens if Yisrael gets up and does Birchas Kohanim? He's transgressing a positive mitzvah in the Torah. Because the Torah says Kohanim have to do it. And you're doing it and you're not a Kohen. So there are opinions in Halacha, even today I'm saying, that say that Mele get Aliyah first, okay, he gets Aliyah first, big deal. But to do Berchas Kohenim, where there's number one, there's a Brach that may be saying in vain. Plus, he might be transgressing, then you don't do it. Okay? Some people write that only applied in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when Berchas Kohenim, they didn't say that we say Hashem. They used to say the real tetragram of Hashem, the way it's pronounced. So then it was forbidden. But, and they all say, Minig Yisrael Teirei L'Perl today, A guy comes to shul, he says he's a kohen, you don't have to check him out, you can let him do birchas kohenim. Some people write night to soul talk, he's not believed, but even today.
The question is, so if that shows up at shul, like in your shul, and shows he's a kohen, do you believe him? In your shul.
Depends how much he pays. If he pays good money, you let him.
And he doesn't have any money, and he says he's a kohen?
Throw him out.
Okay.
No, but it's an interesting din, because the Shulchan Aruch itself says, a guy comes to shul and says he's a kohen, you don't believe him. Not to give him an aliyah, not to duch nothing. Which basically disqualify 95% of today's kohenim from doing anything.
Well, no one knows whether you're a kohen, as you said, no one knows who's whether you're a kohen or a Levi anyway.
Well, the problem is, what do we care if you get an aliyah? So the Mefarshim explained the din of Shulchan Aruch is, because if you give him an aliyah, then maybe you'll give him truma midrabanan. Today again, we don't need truma because we're all tummy. But I'm saying even time when they had rabbinic truma, we're afraid. Like the mafashim, what do we care if you give him an aliyah? Who cares? Give him an aliyah. First aliyah.
If he says he's a kohen, now he may be lying.
Yeah, but the problem is,
but you can't really tell.
Maybe he's gonna. If you give him an aliyah first, I'll give him truma to eat. But that you can't do.
So, I don't know. So, basically, what you're saying is that, who, like today, no one knows who really a Kohen or Levi is. Mashiach has to show up and tell these people, right?
Yeah, Mashiach did already.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He didn't come and tell me.
Because you're not a Levi.
Yes, I am.
How do you know?
My father told me.
Oh, your father told you.
How do you know you are?
He's not a good witness.
Sheikh told me.
Well, when does he come around and tell us who we are? When does he come tell us?
There was a guy, he's in New York now. It's a very interesting story with him. His last name is Levine. Now, Levine normally is Levi, that's it. But he's not a Levi. And he used to go into the Rebbe for Yechidus. And the Rebbe said, and the Rebbe was very careful that if you're a Kohen or a Levi, what, when you sign your name, you should write a Kohen or a Levi. He was very strict about that. So the Rebbe used to tell him, why didn't you write, you're a Levi? So he told the Rebbe, I'm not a Levi. And this went on a few times. Every year, the same thing happened. Finally, one year, he said, he went into Yechidus, and the Rebbe said to him, you're a Levi, why don't you, and the Rebbe took the pencil and wrote in a Levi. He didn't know what to do. If yesterday he had a cup, whatever the whole what happened, but it.
Then obviously he was.
Okay, that's the this. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara tells the story. How do you know to believe somebody? What's called masich lefitumai indirectly that the guy's a kohen. So he says like this, Kyodam and Rav Yudam and Shmuel. Maise ba'adam echod, there was a story about a guy that came, Basich lefitumei. Again, he talked casually. What did he say? He just says like this, Zuchroni, I remember when I was a kid, Chanitinik, Umorkav al Ksefa Shalaba, I remember when I was young, riding on my father's shoulders, they didn't have strollers in those days. He rode on his father's shoulders. Ve'itzi uni mi beis ha-sefer, they took me out of school, okay? Meaning, he's not a Kohen slave. V'yashituni eskutante, they took off my garments. V'yitveluni lecho b'truma l'erev. And they tabled me in the mikveh that at night I should eat truma. So this guy's an adult now, and he's not saying I'm a Kohen. He's talking, I just remember, he's reminiscing the old good old days. He said, I remember when I was a kid, riding on my father's shoulders, they took me out early from school, they brought me to the mikveh, that I should eat truma at night. And what happened, and Abchia concluded part of the report that the guy said, my friends would keep away from me, because they knew if I were tabled in the mikveh and I was a kohen and they were tamei, they can't touch me because then they become tamei again. And they called me Yechanan Oichol Chalas, Yechanan the challah eater, because challah, you know what? Today you burn the challah. What did they do with challah in the olden days? They gave it to the kohen, like truma, okay. Valeo Rebbe Lukuhun Alpiv. And Rebbe made him a kohen based on the testimony. But as the Rishonim write, he only let him eat rabbinic shuma. But in other words, Rebbe said, even though the guy can't testify on himself, right? But the fact that he told the story as a matter of
casually,
we believed him. That's so you see from the Gemara, that's what the Gemara brought out. That you see a proof from here that even Masich Lefitumai, you believe him. And that's why this guy that the Gemara is believing over here, that the brother would testify on the brother or the father on the son, that we believe him, is when they testify casually. The guy doesn't say, oh, he's my brother, he's a kohen. He says, yeah, this guy's my brother. And we know this guy's a kohen. So obviously he's a kohen also. Okay, now starts another thing. Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. It's also about identifying Jews. Reb Shimon Elazar said the following. K'shem shetruma chazaka l'kohuna. Listen to this. Just say truma is a chazaka that somebody is a kohen. Okay? Kach meiser chazaka l'truhuma. And here, l'kohuna. But here, like Rashi says, no, Rashi doesn't say. It means it's also a presumption that he's a kohen. So he says like this. Just like eating truma makes you a chazaka for being a kohen, if you eat meiser, which the Gemara is going to talk about now, it goes to the Levi. But if you eat meiser, you're also a proof of a kohen. So, and the Gemara said, but a chaylek bebezdin, if somebody divides truma under the bezdin, it's einay chazok, it's not a proof. Okay? Meaning, and again, the Gemara is going to discuss what this case means, because it doesn't make sense. The Gemara says like this. A guy that eats truma is a kohen. A guy that eats mice is a kohen. But if they divide the truma in the granaries, in the silos, in the whatever that's called in the Pharisee, in a bezdin, it's not enough of a proof. And the Gemara is going to ask a bunch of questions. Number one, mice goes to a Levi, right? So what, a guy eats mice, it's a proof he's a kohen? It proves he's a Levi, if anything. And secondly, what could be better than bezdin giving you truma because you're a kohen? I mean, why should that not be good? So the Gemara asking this. Maiserishin l'levihu. It goes to a Levi. Truma goes to a kohen. Maiser goes to a Levi. Yeah? If Maiser goes to a Levi, so how's that a proof he's a kohen? Right? Reb Shimon Elazar says, a guy that eats Maiserishin is a proof that he's a kohen. So Gemara says that if anything, it only proves he's a Levi, not a kohen. So Gemara says, "Kerabelazer ben Azayi, he holds it. Kerabelazer ben Azayi." The Tanya says in a brayse, truma has to be given to kohen. Maaser ishin has to be given late to a Levi. Okay. Truma you give to a kohen, and maaser you give to a Levi. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Maiserishin af l'koyin. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi says, Maiserishin also goes to the koyin. Meaning, when the Torah says you give Maiser to the Levi, it doesn't mean only to a Levi. It means a Kohen or a Levi. because a Kohen is also a Levi. Right? Rabbi Kiva says, Turma goes only to a Kohen, Meiser only to a Levi. Rabbi Lazar ben Azai says, why? A Kohen's also a Levi. So you can also get Meiser Isha. So the Gemara answers that according to Rabbi Lazar ben Azaya, if a guy eats meiser, he's a kohen. So the Gemara says no, because aim adam Rabbi Lazar ben Azaya after the kohen. He said you can also give it to the kohen, but the kohen v'leila levi, that only a kohen, not a levi. How could he say such a thing? It says clearly in the Chumash, you give meiser rishon to the levi. So how can he say, if anything, Rabbi Lazar ben Azaya says, you could also give it to a Kohen. But not only to a Kohen. So the Gemara's question is, how can Shimon Elazar say, that if a guy eats Meiser, it's a proof he's a Kohen. It's not a proof he's a Kohen, it's a proof anything, he's a Levi or a Kohen. So the Gemara answers this very famous answer. Basa de Kansula Ezra. Rabbi Lazar ben Azai's opinion and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's opinion is speaking like this. When the Jews went up for the second Beis HaMikdash with Ezra, Kohenim went up, a lot of Levim didn't go up. They refused to go back to Eretz Yisrael. They said, we have a good life in Babel, we want to stay in Babel. Because the Levim didn't go up to the Beis HaMikdash, back to Eretz Yisrael, Ezra said,
Meiser,
no more Levi, only Kohanim.
Oh boy.
He fined them. Because number one, the Torah says Levi. But a Kohen is also a Levi. Kohen is an exclusive, exclusive krub. What in shul we used to have what was it called?
Oh, the
elite members. So Kohenim are elite members of Levi, but they're part of Levi. But once, so Ezra said, you guys are not going up? No problem. You're not getting Meiser anymore. So then the din was, who did you have to give it to? Only a Kohen. So therefore, our Mishnah said, Abraisa, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, if a guy is eating Meiser, it proves he's a Kohen. Because Levim didn't need it anymore. Ezra didn't allow them to eat it. See, yod's not like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, only a Kohen can eat truma, only a Levi can eat Meiser. Rabbi Lazar ben Azaiah says, a Kohen or a Levi could eat Meiser. And after Ezra find the Levim that they cannot eat truma anymore, any Meiser anymore, only Kohenim, so therefore, our Mishnah says, the Shimon Elazar says, that if a guy is eating Meiser, it's a proof he's a Kohen, not a Levi.
It's interesting how you could do that, penalize him like that.
Oh, because it was I'll tell you why. Truma is holy. It's not only financial. There's a status of Truma. A Kohen who owns Truma can't give it to a Yisrael to eat. If it's his money, why can't he do with it whatever he wants, right? He can't. Because there's a certain Kedusha in Truma. Meiser, there's no Kedusha in Meiser. In the 10% you give the Levi, there's no Kedusha. It's a monetary gift that you give to the Levi. So Levi could take his Meiser and give it to whoever he wants. You can give it to Yisrael, you can give it to Goy, you can give it to whoever he wants. Right? It's not a problem. But therefore, because it's only monetary, Beis Din has the authority, or Ezra, which was the Beis Din, he has the authority to take away your monetary, like Hefka, Beis Din, Hefka. Beis Din can make your stuff Hefka. If it would be Kedusha to it, Ezra couldn't take away the Kedusha from it. But Mike says no Kedusha. It's only monetary value. He said, you're not going up. That's it. You're not getting it. Very simple. Now the Gemara asks a very simple question. Maybe the guy gave it to a Levi anyway. Without Ezra, you're allowed to give Maisa to a Levi, right? So the Gemara says, now that Ezra fined the Levium that they don't get it, so if a guy eats it, it must be okay. So the Gemara asks, no. Dilma ikruvi avale. Maybe they gave it to him. Maybe somebody by mistake gave it to a Levi. So therefore, how can you prove from a guy eating Maiser that he's a Kohen? Maybe he's only a Levi. By mistake, they gave it to him. So it says like this. Achav Mayaskin is speaking like this. The Muchsik law in the case is as follows. Listen to this doozer. There's a Chazaka, the father's a Kohen. Okay? We know the father's a Kohen. V'nafik olar kola, but a rumor went out and said, the ben gurusha ben chalutzu. In other words, like this. We knew the guy was a Kohen. I mean, there was always never a question. Then somebody started a rumor that this guy is not a Kohen. He's the son of a divorcee. Or the son of a woman that had chalitza. Which is called a cholol. Meaning, he's not a status of a Kohen anymore. If a Kohen, let's just talk this in for a second. If a Kohen marries a divorcee, which he's not allowed to, the kid's not a mamzer.
He's not a Kohen.
He's called a cholol. He has the status of a Yisro, not a Levi, okay? So this is what happened. There was a chazaka and a guy that he was a Kohen. Somebody then started rumors that he's a cholol. He's a ben gerushim and chalutz. What happened? The chol kolel didei maiser bebeis agronus. And they gave him maiser in the granaries. Okay? Now, what is the question? Levi. Should we consider he's a Levi? Lav Levi. That's for sure he's not a Levi. If anything, we knew him to be a Kohen. Right? So now, even if he's a Cholo, he's a Yisro. One thing is for sure. A Levi, he's not. If the rumor is not true, then the guy's a full-fledged Kohen. If the rumor is true, then he's a Yisro. So therefore, what are we saying? Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, maybe he's the son of a divorcee, or so he's a Cholo. It also doesn't make sense. Because Loimi Boy Lamanda Amar Maisadishin Osulazodim, not only according to the opinion that says that there's one opinion, we said the Aloha, but there's an opinion that says Maisadishin cannot be eaten by Yisraelim, only Levium or Koyanim. They for sure wouldn't have given it to him. Even according to Aloha, that Maisadishin, Mutal Azodim, could be eaten by Yisrael. Hani mili lemispeklu. That only says you could give it to Yisrael to eat. Avo b'teiras chaluka, but as a division, dividing it up into granaries to give him distribution of truma, aloyavale, everybody agrees he can't. Meaning like this. The Gemara's question was, how do you know this guy's a Kohen? Maybe he's only a Levi. Yep. So Gemara says like this. The case is, this guy, we knew for sure was a Kohen. This questionable guy that's getting to eat Maisa, okay? We knew for sure he was a Kohen. Now, rumors came out that he's not a Kohen. Because it's the son of a divorcee. Because he's a Cholol. So he says like this. One thing is for sure, a Levi, he's not. Either it's a Kohen or Yisrael, right? He's definitely not a Levi. Now, if they gave him Maiser, now, if you hold Maiser must be eaten by Levium or Kohenim, for sure they couldn't give it to him. Because he's a Yisrael. If he's a Chol, he's a Yisrael. Even according to the opinion that says you could give it to him, that means only he's allowed to eat it. But you can't distribute Maiser to a Yisrael. The distribution of Maiser goes to a Levi. If a Levi wants, according to one opinion, he can give it to Yisrael to eat. But there's no such thing as distribution of Maaser to a Yisrael. So therefore, like this. This guy is eating Maaser. That's the case, right? They gave him Maaser to eat. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, that shows he's a Kohen. So maybe he's a Levi. He said, that's not the case. He's for sure not a Levi. Why? Because there was established chazaka, the father was a Kohen. Then rumors started that the father is not a kosher Kohen. But one thing's for sure, he's not a Levi. He's either a Kohen
or
Yisrael. Right, a Levi for sure he's not. Now they give him truma, I mean, they give him Maaser in the granary. So he says like this, he's for sure a Kohen. Because whether you hold Maaser could be eaten by Yisraelim or not, still in the granaries they're not going to distribute Maaser to a Yisrael. They'll give it to a Levi, the Levi could do with it whatever he wants. But they're not going to give Maaser in the distribution to a Yisrael to eat. So therefore, Reb Shimon Elazar says, if this guy ate Maaser in distribution, he's for sure a Kohen. Either was a rumor that he's a Cholol. Obviously, the rumor is not true. But he's for sure not a Levi. Therefore, Reb Shimon Elazar said, if a Kohen eats Truma, you can assume he's a Kohen. If a Levi eats Truma, I mean, if this guy eats Truma, I mean, Maaser, he's also a Kohen. Maybe he's a Levi. So Gemara says, that's normally, yeah. But not in this case. In this case, it's either a Kohen or a Cholol. It's either a Kohen or a Yisrael. The fact that they gave him Maaser shows that they knew that he was Taka a Kohen. So therefore, it's good.